It's an episode in the War on Terror. It's also a courtroom drama taking place down in Guantanamo Bay. Carol Rosenberg, reporter for the Miami Herald, joins us now this morning from Camp Justice at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base. Carol, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So we've been following the story of Omar Khadr, a youngest detainee at Guantanamo Bay. He pled guilty, we learned this week, to terrorism-related charges, including murder. But this is all part of a carefully orchestrated, it seems to me, plea deal that will allow Omar Khadr to basically leave U.S. custody and all the questions about his youth and the specifics of his charges to sort of vanish into history. First of all, explain this plea deal and where did the pressure come from?
Well, there were sources inside the administration, I'm told, who were very uncomfortable with the idea of this so-called child soldier trial becoming the first full-blown trial of the Obama administration. So some weeks ago, their plea negotiations began in earnest, and an official inside the Pentagon agreed that Omar Khadr would leave Guantanamo after a year. He'll be 24. He was captured at—he is 24. He was captured at 15. He'll go home at age 25, and he's to serve 7 more years in Canada if Canada can figure out a way to imprison him under their legal system for the 7 subsequent years.
And the reason why that's a problem for Canada is that under Canadian law, he's not subject to prosecution for almost anything the U.S. claims he did, correct?
That's correct. He would have been treated as a youthful offender, as a juvenile, and he's been held for 8 years already here at Guantanamo. And under almost any formula the Canadians could imagine, he couldn't be serving another 8 years.
So you're down there at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base. I suspect over the next few days there's going to be something of a, and I use this as a term of respect and endearment, something of a show trial to procedurally process Omar Khadr out, correct? How's that going to work?
Yeah, it's a quirk of the war court where even though he has this 8-year cap promised him, they've still brought in a 7-member jury of officers who will deliberate a sentence. They will hear from the victims. They will hear from the widow of a soldier he admitted killing yesterday. They will hear from other soldiers. They'll hear from some very well-paid mental health workers, psychiatrists who rung up hundreds of thousands of dollars working on the Khadr case for both sides. And the defense attorney for Omar Khadr, an Army lieutenant colonel, will try to persuade this jury of officers that he should get less than 8 years, perhaps time served. Perhaps, you know, the 1 year that he goes back to Guantanamo should be enough. The jury, impaneled 2 months ago, doesn't know about this 8-year deal. They will come to deliberate without any knowledge of what Omar Khadr has agreed to as the cap, and they will deliver a verdict based on 5 guilty pleas for war crimes as a war criminal.
So have you had contact with Omar Khadr's defense attorney?
We've spoken to the Canadian defense attorney, who's the family attorney. The Army colonel, who's the lawyer, he hasn't spoken to us yet. I understand he negotiated the deal that gets Omar out of here in the next year, and he's been on a very low profile as he works his way to it will be his role in the sentencing hearing to persuade his fellow American military officers that, you know, Omar Khadr served enough time.
I mean, I know that being down at as familiar as you are with the Gitmo, Carol Rosenberg at the Miami Herald, it is a strange zone where normal laws on planet Earth don't necessarily apply. Is there anyone who can tell you sort of straightforwardly that this is the best deal Omar Khadr could possibly have gotten? Or was there any indication that his attorneys wanted to hold out for some kind of complete exoneration?
Well, certainly the Canadian attorneys felt it was not in Omar's interest. His attorneys from Canada came to us yesterday and said he's innocent, that they felt that Omar Khadr was singled out because of politics in Canada and politics in the United States, and noted that other people who had come here when he did in 2002 have long ago gone home without trials. But, John, the big difference is a soldier died. And once a soldier dies, you know, in the battlefield and the military concludes that they have the man who killed him, and the military concludes that this was a war crime, not ordinary battle, it would be hard to just let him go as they had done,
right,
with some of the Europeans.
So there was no chance for any kind of exoneration. And so this essentially what you're saying is this is the best deal he could possibly have gotten. I guess I'm wondering, is this a template for future cases that are on the docket? And what's next up? Will this have any bearing on how some of these subsequent cases goes?
If you're asking, is the best way to get home through a plea bargain, what we know is that that Cotter and the one before him both did a plea bargain and agreed to plead guilty to war crimes and are going home in very short order. There's only one more on the docket. It's a man from Sudan named Noor Mohammed, who allegedly ran a terror training camp back in the day in Afghanistan. And he's in a conspiracy case, having been sort of broadly tied to Al-Qaeda. And that's the one that's up next, and we'll hear evidence in that case in about a week.
Well, you seem to be making a case, and I'm just sort of statistically connecting the dots here, Carol Rosenberg, but it seems like the Obama administration is trying to process these folks out as quickly as possible. Is there any political pressure on Canada to treat Omar Khadr harshly, given that this is the middle of a presidential or a midterm election campaign?
I think that the pressure right now is to get Canada to accept him. Canada has a program in which someone held in American prison can serve out their time in Canada, and Canada has not yet agreed that they will, under this treaty, accept Omar Khadr and put him in their jails for 7 years. This is a difficult family for Canada politically. This is a family that has been tied to Al-Qaeda broadly and specifically for many, many years. And the politics in Canada is not a lot. There's not a lot of interest in bringing Omar Khadr home.
All right, Carol Rosenberg. Carol Rosenberg, reporter for the Miami Herald. Before we go, less than 30 seconds. Anything new down there at Gitmo? Anything new that you see? Anything different vehicles? Any style? Any new lawyers? Same old place?
Well, there's still... John, there's still 174 captives, two of them convicted. It looks pretty much the same. The prison staff got some new cars, and so it's a little bit updated.
All right.
But Guantanamo looks like Guantanamo looks.
All right. Carol Rosenberg, reporter for the Miami Herald, live from Guantanamo Bay Naval Base, Camp Justice.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.